Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. I had to re-record my message. It wasn't clear. And my topic is the enemy's tactics. Word of encouragement coming from Genesis chapter 39, verses 11 through 12. And it reads, one day he went into the house to attend to his duties. She caught him by his cloak and said, come to bed with me. But he left his cloak in her hand and ran. Genesis 39, verses 11 through 12. The enemy is sly. He comes after you in such trickery ways that you don't always recognize his tactics. That's why it's so important to keep your guard up. Amen, amen. Maybe you've been there. You were treking along just fine. Then, from out of the blue, you were hit with a false accusation or relationship struggle. You spent the first few minutes reeling because it didn't make sense. Then, as the dust cleared, you began to see it for what it truly was, an attack. When the enemy comes after you, you can A, turn and run, or B, look him in the face and call him on his game. But remember, no weapon forged against you will prevail, and you will refute every tongue that accuses you. Isaiah 54, 17. The enemy can try all he likes, but your God's anointed and covered by him. Best of all, he'll fight your battles for you. So don't panic when false accusations come. Don't let the attacks shake you or bring you down. God's going to rush to your defense. All you need to do is quiet your heart and trust him. I trust you, Lord, even when everything inside of me is shaking in anger. I look to you, my defender. Amen. That is my word of encouragement for Wednesday, January the 19th, 2022. God bless you. And God bless those that are sick and shut in. May my prayers and humble prayers be with you. Speedy recovery. Those that are about to have surgery. Those coming out of surgery. Those that have been through COVID. Those coming out of COVID. Myself, I have not had COVID, but my husband and my granddaughter, they have COVID, and God is blessing them. They have recovered, but they come off of isolation Friday. Amen? Amen. God bless you. Remember, be safe, sanitize, wear your mask, 6 feet. People are out here not wearing their masks. Still people that are not vaccinated, and I guess your question would be, or your saying would be, either or, you take it or not, you're going to get COVID. Well, I'm going to put it to you like this. I'd rather take the shots and not have to be in the hospital or have to be a tube stuck down my throat. I'd rather take the shot than to be on ICU or on anything or any type of tube. I just thank God for the blessings that he has restored on the Payne family and the Bushnell family. Amen. Amen. God bless you. I have another word of encouragement on Friday. God bless you, and may God keep the faith. Tell someone you love them and tell them about the good word and read the Bible. Amen. Amen.